By subway, by car, by Long Island Railroad, by plane, they've come to worship and witness.
Anybody has sock donations for the homeless?
And they are here to help, like John Chavetta from Rochester, New York. When his church group asked what they could bring to the crusade, they were told the word had been sent out to bring socks for the homeless.
It was either collect socks or wheel people in wheelchairs, and we took the one that was more humbling for us, so because we love the Lord.
Thousands of people have been gathering this weekend, streaming into Flushing Meadows Park in Queens, past the soccer games and active baseball fields, to be with like-minded people.
Excuse me?
We live in communities together. We live together. Believers who live together.
Amen, amen. God bless you.
The crowd looked like a cross-section of New York City, very racially diverse, with an especially strong showing from Korean Christians. But it's clear that many of the participants have come from out of town.
Our singles ministry from Green Acres Baptist Church is here. We're on a mission.
Murray Hodge is from Tyler, Texas.
And we're just here to reach out to the lost people of New York. Just share the good news of that God loves them.
A very small number of fundamentalists who think Graham doesn't follow the Word of God closely enough flew in from California.
You're heading for hell, and there's nothing you can do about it, but have a nice day.
Keep moving, please. Once you take your photos, can you keep moving? Thank you.
There's 1,300 churches involved in this, all believing different things in what the Bible says, Catholics included. Catholicism is a false religion. They're idolaters.
So you're saying that we have...
But the faithful barely hesitate. They have come to listen to the legendary Billy Graham.
I feel a little bit like I did in Philadelphia many years ago. I was to speak at a conference, and a man got on board the elevator, and he said, "I hear Billy Graham is on here." And Dr. Bunnell, who is pastor of the Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church in New York, was pointed in my direction. He said, "Yes, there he is." This man looked me up and down for about 10 seconds, and he said, "My, what an anticlimax."
Graham steered clear of the politics that so many New Yorkers think of when they hear the label evangelical Christian. But he gave a nod to an international institution that's been at the center of much partisan debate, the United Nations. He reminded the crowd that the UN first met in Flushing Meadows Park in Queens.
And it was also here that the United Nations voted to establish the state of Israel. Israel was born right here.
And he pointed out that there are more Jews in New York than in Jerusalem. But the classic moment that has come to define a Billy Graham crusade is when he invites people to come down to the front of the stage, just below his pulpit, and pray with him and others to be reborn.
Lift the burdens of my heart. Make a new person out of me. In Jesus' name we pray.
As the thousands of people made their way out of the park, one mother from Queens felt it had been worth it to join the crowds.
When I look around and see God's love, I see kindness. Somebody just gave us a bag of cheese doodles for the baby, a complete stranger. That's God's love. And as I look around, I just see the faces of people who are worshiping, and they're loving, and they're kind, and I love that.
The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir will be performing this afternoon, and Billy Graham will speak. Now 86, he has said this may be his last crusade. But that's what was reported when he spoke in Wichita, Kansas last year. His spokespeople will only say this is his last scheduled crusade. For WNYC, I'm Karen Froman.